Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is just kind of a funny observation, quick rant of truth. It's about a phenomenon that's probably, what, 3, 4 years old now, where somehow the emoticon representation, it's not representative in a granular enough way for me, and I need to be seen, blah, 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 which is all good. It's fine. But I want to point out the total illogic of the supposed motivation to even develop the thing. This is hilarious to me. So what am I talking about? You have any old post, whether it's on, your group teams or whether it's out in social media, and what do you do if you don't have time to respond? You just do an emoticon, and a classic one is thumbs up, right? Classic one is thumbs up. And that's just always been a standard color. The same thing with the face, right? It's always been a standard color. It's just yellow. It's sun yellow. So you just pick it. And then somewhere along the line, we went, well, this doesn't represent me. I'm not a member of the specific, your majority outlook at things. I need to be seen too. Where's my thumb? Okay, fine. Fine. We'll put, looks like, five different skin colors up. Sure. Very dark, kind of medium, kind of olive, more like a tan person and the tan white dude in the middle of summer, and closer to pale. Okay. So now I too can go, hey, in case you didn't know, I'm different than you. Let's talk about our differences. Instead of just being a team. Yeah. I happen to notice that Sandy was dark-skinned. But when she responds, I'll know because I already know Sandy is dark-skinned. So why would the thumb need to indicate that for me? Oh, must be Sandy liking. Who cares? I can hover over it and see it, who liked it. So, but what's wrong with the logic? What is wrong with the logic? We are not represented. Very quickly, you can think through this. What was the original appearance? I've said it. It represents just the majority rule, blah, blah, blah. Bro, it's sun yellow. Okay, if you want to say my whiteness is represented by the sun yellow and you're not represented by it, how would that be? Since that matches no person on Earth's skin tone unless they're about to die of jaundice. We are dumb. Let's virtue signal. Now it makes me wonder because white people never worried about this unless you're some liberal freak. And they're not all liberals are freaks. Sometimes I have to say that because I do tend to go towards that. Unless you're some liberal freak, you in no way had a need to go, I sure need to pick the pale skin instead of the yellow skin, because there's a pale skin option. I didn't even notice that until now. Like, nobody believes they need to pick the pale skin option if you're white, unless it's an advancing of the virtue signal. So if you find a white girlfriend or a white boyfriend and they have the need to pick the pale skin color, you are again with one of those people you've heard about where sometimes when you'll hear black people say, when sometimes I'm a little worried that the person who is so worried about using the term African American, like it's compensating too much. Like you're too fixated on race. Like just call me black, it's fine. I mean, listen, I'm sure not all black people he say that. But that's my opinion, and I've heard black people say that in real life and on videos and the like, have shared that opinion, right? And so they'll be like, I don't know, man, makes me a little suspicious when you feel like you have to say African American. And some people might be great, like, I don't always say black. It can depend on the context. I might use African American. If I was writing an email, I may not say black. In speech, I'm going to with my black friends and stuff. And so there's this virtue signaling aspect of that. And what's another virtue signal that we have? This ridiculous, I've never done it because, hello, you know me. Oh, I know, obviously, that you've met me, and you can see that I have a name on my a photo on my profile, and my name is Tyson, so most likely I'm a guy. And unless I'm going to tell you otherwise, you should probably assume you could call me, refer to me as he, or just use my name, or him. But I've got to say that. I've got to say that in my signature. No, I fucking don't. Go fuck yourself. I'm not going to virtue signal because somebody else might happen to say she, her, even though the person's name is Tim, and Tim still looks like what you'd think Tim would look like because he has to show the exception so you know, because you would otherwise be surprised. Doesn't mean that I have to show you in a case where you would not be surprised. You can assume the usual with me. Therefore, I am not putting that in my fucking signature because that's over-the-top, ridiculous virtue signaling. And so, if a white person decides to use, we've got, let's hear, yes, which is thumbs up, is what they're calling it. This is a hover text. Yes with no skin tone, that's yellow. Yes with light skin tone. Yes, with medium light skin tone. Yes, with medium skin tone. Yes, with medium dark skin tone. Yes, with dark skin tone. If you are working with someone who's just a regular old white person and they got to pick yes with light skin tone, run! Run! They're mentally unstable or odd. Okay, you can still work with them. I mean, you work with whoever. That's the beauty of work. As long as you keep politics out of it, which is the only way to really work well, you work with whatever dumb motherfucker is with you, unless you've got the supervisor and can fire them because they're too dumb to do their job. Other than that, you put differences aside and you work on a one goal, which is great. It's the beauty of the work environment. Oh, believe me, Clint is so far left that if I didn't have to work with him, there's no chance on hell I would ever have a conversation with him, someone might say. And then, but you go, but I do have to work with him, and so we get along fine, because we don't bring that shit up. I can see that he's on MSNBC every fucking time I go look in a cube. This is based on a true story, but the names have been changed. Every single fucking time. They're so goddamn fixated, and they're lazy, that you go over to their cube, and they're looking at leftist websites, and they're lazy. And I'd go, there is no fucking way in hell in real life that I would associate with Clint. He's a Clint. Oh, see, you ever look at Clint if it's spelled in all caps and I'll closely, it looks like another word. It's funny, kind of funny. And so this case, that would be applicable for my hypothetical Clint. And so... No chance, but in the work environment, I do. And so you can work with these people. So you don't have to literally run, but as far as trying to get closer or have a relationship with the type of person who's a white person who would pick yes, with light skin tone, run! They're fucking weird. Anybody past that, I get it. There is that representation element. You've dropped the logic, but that's okay. It's not awful. Like, hey, I'm a Hispanic. I'd rather just Hispanic pride. And so I'm going to pick, what is this? Yes, with medium light skin tone. Okay, I mean, you can, but you know what the yellow already stood for? All of us. All of us. Because it did not match anybody's skin tone unless you're about to die of jaundice. Okay? It would be somebody... Or just have died. And someone, you know how before the rigor sets in, you can still move them? You know, that's a rigor thumb where someone has moved it into a thumbs up, which would be kind of ironic because the person just died. But thumbs up! Maybe they believe in God, you know, and they know they're going to a better place. Maybe that's it. All that is a rigor skin tone. Or it's just yellow, so it can be generic, so all of us can use it. Kind of funny. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to this silliness on the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.